Kitching.
Do solemnly, sincerely.
Do solemnly, sincerely.
And truly declare.
And truly declare.
And affirm.
And affirm.
That I will support.
Before swearing in new trustee Lonnie Kitching, returning trustees Erica Sparhawk, Luis Yanez, Heather Henry, and re-elected Mayor Dan Richardson, the town of Carbondale received a heartfelt speech from outgoing trustee Frosty Marriott.
Upon which I'm about to enter.
I've actually been keeping notes for 10 years of what I wanted to say. Serving as town trustee for the last 10 years has been one of the greatest honors of my life. One of my mentors once told me that sometimes your story becomes God's story. And it's no longer your story. And you're supposed to share those stories. And I got to help shape this wonderful community for 10 years. For 10 years I got to do this. I'm so grateful. So just a couple of lessons. Have faith in something bigger than yourself. Have vision. Follow your heart. Live with as few regrets as possible. It's not possible to live without them, but you can live with as few as you can. Believe in yourself and find someone else who believes in you. And whatever you do, finish strong. God bless my family. God bless my friends. And God bless Carbondale, Colorado.
KDNK News caught up with Frosty on his way out.
Well, of all of the things that have come before the trustees in your decade serving, what are some of the issues that stand out?
You know, I really look at the accomplishments that we've had the last 10 years in Carbondale, and the most contentious, of course, being the development over there where the new city market's going to go. And that was probably the most contentious issue that I'm remembering, although we also were the first town on the West Slope to have recreational marijuana sales. So there were no rules and regs on cannabis when that came forward. Our board, you know, wrote those rules and regs, and we were the first one that opened on the West Slope. The other things I'm really proud of are our sustainability things we did. We were the first people to do a residential green building code and a commercial green building code on the West Slope as well. We did our Environmental Bill of Rights, our EBOR in there. Heather Henry and I worked really hard on that. I think that's going to be more important as time goes on, because I think we're running out of time on some issues. It's all reaching critical mass, so I think that EBOR gives our board a way to bounce things off of that and saying, are we following this consistently and using it as a guide to make decisions that affect our town? So that was a big deal as well. When Gene and Jay, when I came to them three years ago, maybe four, and said, you know, I've read this article and the Narcan can reverse an opioid overdose. They said, well, nobody else is doing this. And I said, well, it doesn't mean we can't. And so Gene and Jay decided, well, let's do it. There's no reason it's not expensive. Let's equip our officers with that. And they, to date at least, as of 6 months ago, had literally saved two people from overdosing and being dead. That was a big deal.
Well, in your speech, you mentioned something about KDNK and your participation getting you into some trouble with the developer and their lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
Could you go into that?
Well, I did the trustee show with Jeff Dickinson and Bob Schultz for several years. And when the developer, Rich Sherberg, was bringing forward the development with the city market out now where the new city market is finally going to go, we talked about what some of the issues were around that city market. One was the tax increment financing, may have been TIF, whereas a lot of the sales tax that would have come off the city market in the new development would have actually gone to pay the developers' infrastructure, maybe several years before we really shared in that sales tax increase. Mm-hmm. So it really wasn't a good deal for Carbondale. I didn't say it was a crappy thing to do on KDNK, but we talked about some of the issues surrounding that project. And when we did, the next thing we knew, the developer had accused us of having ex parte communication, which is when you go in secret and discuss things that the public doesn't have access to, which we didn't do because it was on the radio show. It was totally open to the public. So they hired an attorney from out of Denver to come over and intimidate me and the town in saying they were going to sue us if we didn't approve it, and approve it clean without a referral to a referendum for a vote. And I made the decision with help from, you know, some of my peers and friends and compadres, decided that I shouldn't recuse over that I should stand up to the developer, and he never got over that.
Well, thank you for your service, Frosty.
Thank you.
For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.